Now that the election's over, we have to ask ourselves, what now? How about intentionality with the younger generations? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and there's no doubt that kids picked up on some bad vibes this election cycle. So how can we encourage them going forward? And then, sometimes when our plans go horribly wrong, it's an act of mercy. That's coming up, but let's begin here. If this year's presidential election was a movie, it might have earned a PG-13 rating for content and language. Parents have been at a loss for how to turn the results into a teaching moment. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
we need to make sure that our kids are watching us participate in our form of government. But as Christians, our message, I think, to our kids should be, let's make sure that we're following God's steps and also that we're telling them God's in control.
Our response as followers of Christ could be life-changing for our kids.
As we look at each candidate, as we see the outcome of the election, whatever it happens to be, that we can tell our kids God's got a plan, He's not surprised by it, and we just need to follow His leading. And maybe this is a call to Christians to be even more dynamic to share their faith.
And where does Keys for Kids fit in? Well, they focus on helping kids and families get regular time in God's Word, which helps them understand God's character, and through that,
you can't help but see story after story after story about how God's sovereign plan was played out. As we provide Keys for Kids devotionals, you get that information on a daily basis. And as they're grounded in God's Word, they're beginning to see God at work in their own lives.
And now that campaigning is over, it's time to see the new president put action behind words. One big question is where international religious freedom falls on their priority list. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, a reminder of religious freedom violations, was just this past Sunday. And with it comes a reminder of the extreme challenges that Christians face in countries like North Korea, the country that has taken the first spot on the Open Doors World Watch list for 14 consecutive years. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says part of the problem is coerced worship of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il.
This is really demonic because these men have been dead for years, and it's like they have such a stronghold over the country, and just it's such a grip. And it's like, Lord, the only thing that's going to change North Korea is you, Lord.
But we know that worship of anyone other than God leaves people empty. And with that comes a hunger for true hope in a country. When people find that hope, it's more valuable than their lives.
The people are searching. And I think what happens, too, is sometimes people are able to leave and go to China. And then they are exposed to the gospel, hear the gospel, they go back in and share that.
For more details on the spiritual battle in North Korea, go to missionnews.org. And finally, we turn to Iquitos, Peru. It's known as a global hub for so-called spiritual tourism, but the dark magic that's so common there is no match for the gospel. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
It's a tremendous testimony to the power of the word and to the faithfulness of those that continue to give it and preach in the face of the enemy.
She's referring to the latest news they received from a partner in Iquitos.
Last Sunday, a man almost ran to the front of the church to give his heart to Jesus. Later, he told us that he belonged to a cult of Satanists who had been trained, and there were a group of 26 of them. They'd been sent out to destroy the largest churches that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this man had been assigned to this church in Iquitos. But he could not resist the power of God and ended up receiving Jesus Christ as his Savior after hearing the Word of God.
Pagan rituals and witchcraft go to the deepest roots of Peruvian culture, and World Missionary Press sends scripture booklets to Iquitos so that believers can fight the darkness with the light of Christ. You can help send some in the next WMP shipment for less than $5, and we'll show you how at missionnews.org.
People around the world are ready. They've got their hands out. Let's go. Let's go. And our job is to fill their hands with the seed, and we printed 87 million booklets last year.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.